Current State on 90.5 WKAR. I'm Mark Bayshore. Highfields Incorporated is a nonprofit organization serving children, youth, and families in Lansing, Onondaga, Livingston, Jackson, and Hillsdale counties. Its mission is to provide opportunities for those it serves to become more responsible for their own lives and to strengthen their relationships with others. Joining us in the studio today for our weekly Neighbors in Action segment, Highfield CEO and President Brian Filson. Welcome, Brian.
Good morning. Thanks for having me, Mark.
And joining us also, Kelly Bonadrini. Kelly and her family are participants in one of Highfield's counseling programs. Welcome, Kelly.
Thank you.
Brian, Highfields is probably best known for its residential treatment component, but there's more to what you do. You've got 12 different community service programs, for example. Is there a common goal among all these programs?
Yeah, you know, since our inception in 1962, our goal has been to help children and families and to restore them and to strengthen them. And we wanted to do it and meet them at their earliest point of need. And so we created a number of programs early on in their needs so that they wouldn't have to have children taken out of the home. And so so family restoration and strengthening the families is a real key component.
The wraparound program is the one that Kelly and her family have been involved with. What is wraparound?
Yeah, wraparound is a program that originally is in the behavioral health arena. So we help children and we bring all the services together and then we wrap around the child so that all of the different services can coordinate together. So it's not just one particular program that's helping. It's a number of different programs, and then Highfields helps coordinate those services, and then we are the wraparound coordinators.
Kelly, about a year ago, you and your husband adopted two sisters who had been in foster care. How did that situation lead you to the wraparound program?
We both had the kids come into our home as foster care children at the start about a year ago. We were recommended by Community Mental Health to get this waiver called an SED waiver for the wraparound service early into having the children. The wraparound did not begin until December, end of December, beginning of January, when it finally went through the court system that we were able to get all the paperwork done. So it's through an SED waiver, which is a severe emotional disturbance waiver.
Okay, so they face particular emotional challenges.
Yes, they had severe PTSD and they needed more. My older daughter in particular needed more than just the therapy. So they offered this service as part of the waiver that we could get.
And what are your daughter's ages?
Our oldest daughter is 8. Her younger sister is 7.
And how long were they in foster care before you adopted them?
5 to 5.5 years. A long time.
Oh, my. In a young life there. Brian, how do most families find you, and are they usually referred like Kelly was? Or?
Yeah, most of our programs are contracts that we have with local and state entities. So Michigan Department of Health and Human Services, Community Mental Health, which is where Kelly's referral came to us. So we have these contracts and these programs, and as families come into contact with the larger systems, they refer to Highfields, and then Highfields assigns a worker, and then we do some intervention with them.
Kelly, can you talk to us about how wraparound has at least started to help your family?
It has helped our family very much. Highfields is an organization that I don't know that we could have made it through the last 6 months, 7 months of our time going through the adoption, et cetera. Erica Phillips is our wraparound worker, and she has come in and helped us get an IEP through the school system. She has given me...
Explain what that is.
It's an individual education plan that is done through the schools.
I see.
To help the child.
Customize ours, the education for the needs of your
absolutely.
Daughters.
Absolutely. Okay. And ours was for behavior. And since she received this wraparound service, Erica has helped us get into most recently a camp called Sierra Rose Healing Hearts with Horses Camp that they just went to last week. And these are things we didn't know existed.
Are you seeing your daughters change?
Yes, very
How?
Much so.
How? What are you seeing?
Much calmer. They are feeling more confident in themselves. Mm. There is less.
And this is just since December, correct?
This is just in the past year,
okay.
to be honest with
okay.
you. But wraparound has helped get us through paperwork with health insurance, you know, things I've never seen before. They are my greatest resource to help me get through some of these things and helping out with camp and parents groups, you know, where we can go and, you know, meet with other parents that are going through the exact same things that we're going through.
Mm. I'm speaking with Kelly Bonadrini, whose family's involved with the wraparound program at Highfields, and with Brian Filson, CEO and president of Highfields. What kind of advice have, I mean, you've got, I'm sorry, are both of your daughters diagnosed with PTSD?
Both of them are. Yeah. Our oldest daughter has the wraparound service. Oh, she was recommended
I see.
For the wraparound service. But they also help with our younger daughter, who also has gone through so much.
Sounds like the horse camp has really resonated with both of them?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
They couldn't wait to go. They loved being a part of it. It helps them to, animals help to calm them down, get them to open up about things that they may not open up about. And so putting them in this and having Highfields recommend this to us and help us get into this camp has been a huge success.
Open up about positive things or about their past.
About past hurts. And
really?
Yes.
Okay.
You would be amazed at what animals can do and some of the things that the girls will talk about. After, you know, being around the horses.
After a positive encounter with an animal. How about that? Brian, education's another component of what Highfields does. Tell us about your education programs.
Yeah. Besides the community service, we have a division that's educational. We have a number of Reaching Higher programs where we work with elementary and middle schools throughout the Lansing area and Jackson area. And we help those kids you know, in after-school programs where they can, you know, meet all of their educational needs, get extra tutorial help. We increase parental engagement in the school districts. We decrease problems that the children have during the school day. And then all of those students...
How do you do that exactly? Give me an example of how you reduce the problems a kid has throughout the course of a school day.
We help the students become fully prepared. We help problem solve so that when difficulties do arrive with other students or with teachers or administrators, we were able to help them role play and learn how to handle and problem solve. How do they react to bullying behavior? How do they react to certain situations that may arrive? We also help them be fully prepared. So they get their homework done. We feed them dinner. And then we transport them home. And so it's a great opportunity for them to get individualized assistance and to help the parents who often are, you know, struggling and working jobs and trying to figure, you know, their own situations out. So, and then in addition to the Reaching Higher educational program, we have our Breakthrough, which is our low ropes adventure course on campus. We have a zip line. And so we have lots of groups that come out. We have great partnerships with school districts, corporations, team building activities. And then we work with the Ingham County Family Court to do the Ingham Academy and Evening Reporting. So our educational division is pretty robust and does a great job in a lot of different arenas.
Let's touch on the residential treatment program, of course, which has been around since Highfields was founded, 1962. These are for boys 11 through 17. Where are the facilities? And just broadly, describe what happens there.
Yeah, our residential program is housed in Onondaga at our 140-acre campus. And we have, you know, a number of young men that come to us throughout Michigan. They're assigned and usually brought to us via a court order. So those youth then spend anywhere from 30 to 60 days on the low end up to 6 to 7 months at the high end. They go to school on our campus. They live in a congregate foster care living arrangement in a very open, staff secure. And then we engage the entire family in their treatment. Then we transition and support their reentry back home into the community.
We're running short on time here, but I did want to talk about funding because you do rely on donors to make up to contribute a lot of your funding. How can people support Highfields?
Well, they could come to our Strengthening Families Breakfast, which is October 27th at the Kellogg Center. Kelly is going to be one of our speakers there, and you're going to hear a little bit more about her story and a little bit about how we've helped her change lives.
You'll be telling a little bit more of your story with your two daughters,
I will.
Okay. What does everybody need to know about Highfields, briefly, Kelly?
Highfields is a wonderful, wonderful organization, and we would have never known about it without the help of their partners in community. And I would encourage people to donate to it and more people to learn about it through their workers, their foster care, because I don't think very many people know about this, and they need to.
Been around a long time, but done an awful lot of important work. I think some number of people do realize the importance of the work that you do at Highfields. Brian, but we do want everybody to know what you're getting done over there. I've been speaking with Kelly Bonadrini, whose family's involved in the wraparound program at Highfields, and we want to thank Brian Filson, Highfields CEO and President. Kelly, Brian, thanks to both of you. Good luck.
Thank you.
Current State's looking for more nominations for our Neighbors in Action feature. Please help us out and email us your suggestions. currentstate@wkar.org. Put Neighbors in Action in the subject line or tweet us, please, @KAR Current State, and tell us a little about why you think they should be featured for the great work they do.